Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Josh, you kick us off. What's going on in your world?
You know,
in your world.
I had a little thing happen to me yesterday that was kind of funny to me, and it was directly after we were hanging out, you, me, and Katie, after work for a little bit. I was hungry and hankering for some Chick-fil-A, and I was near the Chick-fil-A that I used to work at.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I wanted to go in, pop in, and say hi. There's a few people that still work there, like my old managers, and I like to say hi. Well, one worker was there, and God bless her. I love her. Her name is Shelly. She is the sweetest lady. Worked with her, known her for years. But there was one thing yesterday that was happening to me. She was the only person, taking orders, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I get up to the line, and I'm like, hey, Shelly, how are you? We start talking. I put in my order, and I kid you not, for like 7 to 10 minutes, she kept me there and was showing me pictures of her son who ran a 10K in 30 minutes, and she was so proud of. And it's so cute. Like,
yeah.
It's such a cute conversation of an older woman showing me her life because she lives alone. And she probably doesn't have many people to talk
to.
Can
relate to that.
Yeah, and so it was adorable, but at the same time, I'm like sweating nervous,
like,
because
I've got to go.
The
yeah.
line
ma'am.
Is building, you guys.
Oh,
and I'm
no.
like, Shelly, I ordered, like, I had already gotten my
Shelly.
Food handed to me.
Shelly.
They were like, Josh, and my food was ready.
Shelly.
She's still talking to me. It was.
She had a lot to say.
Funny.
So awkward.
That's cute.
I don't know how to end conversations. I'm not good
at
that.
You give her a tongue kiss and you
exactly.
move on.
Exactly. You hug. You
yeah,
just hug
good. Come here, Shelly.
The counter, then you know
take,
it's
like,
done.
You taste like Chick-fil-A sauce.
It was awful.
It was weird seeing, like, everybody still working there, like, from your job in high school, essentially.
Yes.
They've moved up, though, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No?
Really?
Some of them
haven't. But you know what? Look, Chick-fil-A has great bennies. Like,
yeah, they
I know,
really
I hear
do.
About that.
They
yeah.
treat their customers really well, and the managers make quite a lot of money.
You could have still been there, and you could have been a manager now.
Oh.
You could have owned your own franchise by now.
Easily. Yeah. And I didn't do that, and that's okay. People take their own.
And here you are.
I'm okay.
And here you are.
We're not supposed to make me cry today, Jeremy.
No,
that's supposed to.
Like, how much are those managers making?
No, they make quite a bit of money.
20 times your salary.
Oh yeah,
they're talking about that.
They're making a good six figures, right?
And you can steal boxes of Chick-fil-A sauce and take them home.
Okay, that's the other thing. I forgot how expensive Chick-fil-A is, because when I used to get that ish for free, it was so nice. And now it's like $20.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
$20 for a drink
make,
and a meal.
You got to make manager money to get those sandwiches, man.
I know. I miss getting it for free.
You going to go back and apply today?
I already did yesterday.
We were talking about Josh hanging out at the Chick-fil-A yesterday, and we were kind of joking that maybe you should have picked up a application. You probably make more money there than you do here, right?
I could pick up a few shifts, right, in the afternoon?
So, just an assistant general manager, you're going to be about $55,000 a year.
Oh,
just
that's not much.
Assistant
Wait a minute.
GM. General manager of your store. Now, here's where you start raking it in. Your base is about 73 to 92.
Okay.
But if you're at a high volume location, which we'll get back to, you can reach up to $150,000 a year, and some performance bonuses can be on top of that. So that's for a GM/store manager at a high volume location.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you, isn't that every Chick-fil-A?
That's every single one.
High volume location.
Which makes that money not worth it at all. Like,
really?
You are working
oh,
so much. You're
I
working 15, 16 hours a day. Feeding people is so stressful. If you think you're going to lay back and, you know, search stories on the internet all day like we do right now, there's no way.
But
it's
their
so
pleasure.
Much more work.
It's their, you got to
so
say my pleasure
stress.
Like a million times.
So much more stress. Like,
probably
you're stressed.
Not.
Are you kidding me?
Because you got
you
all your minions
worked,
doing
have
stuff.
Have you ever worked in the food industry? No, but when
but you're
stuff
the GM.
Hits the fan, that all comes back on you. Like, no, I don't think you realize how much pressure is on a GM at a fast food stop.
Yeah,
like,
but it's also
like Josh,
a Chick-fil-A.
You worked there. Was there a lot
I've
of pressure?
In fast food. There's
worked,
so much
hold on,
pressure.
We're talking Chick-fil-A.
I will say I was a shift manager when I got there.
Was there a lot of pressure?
No.
Yeah. How about no. a GM?
A GM, though, is a shift manager.
A GM's
nothing.
Out back smoking cigarettes
like,
while everybody else
no,
is.
No, they're not. I don't know what. Like, it's
not
so
a
funny.
Chick-fil-A. That's the Lord's place.
Oh, sorry.
No, but even just
they're vaping
the GM
here.
Period. Like, No, and then right now with nobody wanting to work,
GM's cake.
Nobody wanting to work, and then you have to pick up the slack
from
your non-existent workers.
I'm not
going to
lie. I think
Josh was there.
Really,
like, he's our expert.
Josh was there 10 years ago, Jeremy. Things have changed since then.
No.
And being a fast food. Let's ask
people
who work in the
restaurant industry. Hold on. Josh, things changed in 10 years at Chick-fil-A?
The staff hasn't. I mean, they treat the staff really well.
Yeah, I don't know.
They have retained that staff there so dang well.
That's the thing. Like, it can't be that bad because people are still there from when Josh was in high school.
Katie,
they're doing all right.
Well, the high schoolers left, like
some
me, but the managerial staff largely is still, which speaks volumes to them, first of all. That means they treat them well and pay them well.
I want to know what the performance bonuses are. You
and
know,
good
like,
bennies.
I don't know.
And you get to steal boxes of Chick-fil-A sauce.
You do.
You can dip your cigarettes in that when you're out back smoking them.
Gross.
Yeah, I don't know. We got people on the text line. Preach, Katie. Retired full service GM here. And she says no.
From where, though?
From where?
From
where?
Still.
Chick-fil-A. And you've got Sundays off.
No, I don't think
never
you
work
realize.
On a Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't think you,
you
realize.
You get an extra 4 days a month off.
I don't
we
think
work,
you
my
realize.
Show's on a Sunday here. We work on Sundays.
And you coast through that. It's like you have the day off.
Oh, well. Okay. No, you gotta make me look good.
I mean, you're very dedicated and you're hardworking. And your pockets are full of Chick-fil-A sauce. Time for a little sports update. What you got, Josh?
Well, I'm about to make dads and lawn care owners happy all around the world here today because we're talking sod.
Yes!
We are talking FIFA sod, and so much has gone into this to create literally the best grass that they can for these players on the pitch. That's what they call it. And Justin,
this is America. It's a field.
It is a field. You're right.
No,
gosh,
it's
dang
a pitch.
It.
It's
we
a field
it
out
a
there.
Here,
look, look at how green that field is out there.
Either one, Katie, pitch
sure.
or field.
No, we still call it a pitch, though.
Justin Lang, who is the FIFA pitch venue manager of Los Angeles, talked about what goes into this. And it is basically a seven-year process of finding the perfect match of sod that they can just roll out onto these fields because a lot of these football stadiums that where these soccer games are being played, they use AstroTurf, which is the fake grass, and the FIFA does not allow that. They don't allow AstroTurf on there. So they come up with the perfect mixture of 95% real grass with a plastic coating underneath, which makes the roots grow sideways and embed and make it tougher for it to be torn up.
I was watching the video on this, on how they grow that. Yeah, there's like a plastic underlayer so that the roots don't go into the soil. They spread out, and then you slice it, and you're just roll it right up. It was fascinating.
Well, and it's great, and it makes it easier for if there is a divot in the grass, which is obviously going to happen during a match, they can just cut that little square out and replace it. Like, it's patchwork.
Oh.
And Justin Lang actually talked about the process of this. And, man, first of all, I could listen to him talk for years because his voice, but the process about the whole thing is fascinating.
We treat this almost like one of our own children. Living, breathing thing.
7 years. That's how long it took to engineer the grass for this year's World Cup.
It's called a carpet hybrid. We grow it on a sod farm in Washington State. And it's been on the sod farm for 12 months. It's natural grass. When we harvest it, put it on the back of a truck, comes down, and we lay it out. And it's pretty much ready play turf.
During matches,
ready
they
play
stay
turf.
Laser focused on the surface.
Right. Every day throws up a different challenge, and you've got to think on your feet. We don't go to the point right of saying goodnight to it every night, but or tucking it in the bed, but not far off it, right?
Yeah. That's funny.
That's amazing.
So it's all in these refrigerated trucks that they transport. And do you know a lot of it's grown here in Denver?
No, I didn't know
A lot of it's grown here in Denver.
Well, we do have really good weather for it, obviously. It needs so much sun to soak up. And they have been using these like fake sunlight, essentially, for all these fields that are covered. Because so many domes in the United States
are covered.
It's
like going to a tanning
bed. You know,
literally.
What it reminds me of is the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids when he has the lever and the pulley and he's looking through the grass. And he's like, you know, hovering above it. Like, that's them making sure the grass is perfect. The sod is perfect.
Well, we get bragging rights because we have the best grass in the world.
We
do.
Oh,
we do.
Okay, Colorado.
Well, okay, no, I meant the feel. Okay,
you think the way you said it.
Why do you always have to make everything about drugs, Josh?
Over there.
Josh, why is everything always about drugs?
Me?
With you? Listen,
we have the best grass in the world.
Is
that's what you said.
Listen,
we
I turned down
that's
the music. Is
said.
There a hotline or a website we need to get you to immediately?
I need help.
Do we need to get your mom on the phone?
I love the grass.
Just say no,
Carrie.
Josh. Just say no.
Josh is a stoner.
Jeez.
He's a closet stoner.
Just
Carrie.
Say no.
so sorry, Mom. Yeah.
Jeez, pothead.
Viral local moments, local legends, and just enough national drama to keep your group chat spicy.
Hope you guys are ready for this.
It's JKJ's Mile High Hype
on Mix 100.
Yeah, let's get you updated on all the big things trending today. It is Social Media Day, a day to celebrate all the wonderful things that social media has brought upon us.
Huh.
As we were just discussing off the air, all the hidden comments on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
We have so many.
People are mean to us.
Yeah.
Stop being so mean to us. It was originally created in 2010 by Mashable to recognize social media's impact on bringing the world together, although all it's done is tear us apart and lower birth rates. Ironically, a lot of the companies celebrating at the time were like MySpace and Friendster and Vine, all RIP.
Yeah.
May they rest. Story here says the average person spends about 141 minutes a day on the socials. I've been getting better at that. I've definitely been putting my phone down and not scrolling through the socials as much anymore, especially Facebook. Because everyone is so angry and mean on there.
It's pretty divisive.
It's very divisive.
All politics on Facebook anymore.
Yeah.
For
it's
whatever
politics
reason.
And AI. I can't trust anything I see on there anymore. Unless you're on Jeremy, Katie, and Josh's Facebook page. Everything is mad legit on there. Anything else? About 5.4 billion people use social media every day. That was just last year in 2025. So
dang.
We love our socials for sure. Will Ferrell is officially an underwear model. He is the face of the latest men's campaign for Skims. He posted some pictures of himself as pro golfer Lonnie Hawkins from the upcoming comedy series The Hawk. And you guys see the pictures?
Looking good, Willie.
He looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Define good. I mean, he looks like a 50-plus-year-old man.
Good, yeah.
He's got quite the bulge.
How old is Will Ferrell? Let's
He's
just
up
look
there.
At that.
Obviously, it's all, you know, tongue-in-cheek and
58.
Funny.
Yeah.
Good for him.
He looks pretty good. Like, everything looks like it's supposed to be where it is, right?
Well,
like,
and Skims is holding him together, you know?
That's
sucking him in.
Skims is just on the bottom part. Like, he's looking pretty good for 58.
Kim Kardashian.
Gotta give it to Will Ferrell.
Her quote is, his body says retire, his Skims say one more
Looking
round.
Good, Willie.
Bill for the men who still know they've got it. Anyway, The Hawk is coming out July 16th on Netflix. I watched the trailer for it the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's okay. Probably all I'll watch of it. And how about this? Garth Brooks is teasing something on his website. A mysterious countdown clock has popped up on whatever it is, garthbrooks.com, I would imagine. It says the future is about to become history, and it expires on Tuesday, July 7th at 7 a.m. Some people are thinking a tour announcement. Some people are thinking an album announcement. But a lot of people are pointing to another special edition box set from Garth Brooks because he must be hurting for money.
Ugh.
Is anyone still buying CD box sets? Is that still a thing?
No.
I don't think so.
Well, now the younger generation has moved on to vinyl. Like, that's the thing that
they like.
Yeah,
we've regressed even farther back.
Exactly. Nobody's buying CDs. Like, what is that?
I don't know if anyone needs a special edition box set of Garth Brooks at this point.
He's not bringing back Chris Hines. Haynes. Yeah. That was not okay.
It's a flop
for
sure.
The one marketing move he made that was not money.
What's the local stuff going on?
Okay, Palisade peaches are early this year. Really early, even this farmer said. So
this is actually the earliest we've ever seen them as far as we can remember. The past few years we've been getting them earlier than normal, but this year we're about 3 to 4 weeks earlier. We've never picked them this early.
Yeah. Oh, I arrive early all the time. What's the big deal?
You're used to it, but
what's the big deal?
August is usually the start of peach season, but those juicy babies are coming to us even earlier this year because of the warm winter and everything else that we had. That same farmer said they're even having issues convincing people that they're real Palisade peaches because we know better. We're like, those are imposter peaches. Because it's supposed to be August is when we get them. I was telling Josh earlier, I lived on a peach orchard, and there's nothing better than walking out to the peach tree, grabbing a peach, and eating it.
You were so spoiled.
Oh, I was so spoiled, so spoiled. But these people who bring them over from the Western Slope, that's the next best thing. So, you know, just make sure you do your due diligence. The farmers who do, or, like this farmer we
heard
from.
How can you tell if it's a true Palisade
Peach.
Because
you know your, you know, farmer's market. Like, this farmer has been at the same farmer's market for 40 years. So you just talk to the people.
The sticker, Jared.
You know, is it a sticker?
It's
not the sticker.
You don't go to the booth where the guy's like, near Palisade Peach.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't go to that guy.
You probably don't want to stop off on the side of the road with those trucks. Like, no. They may be trying to pull your leg. But at the farmer's market,
your peach.
There's usually the same people who show up, and they know that they're from the Western Slope.
Here's my biggest concern.
They've got their trusted orchards out there. Right. You know who it is.
This is my biggest concern of anything that has to do with peaches, no matter where they're from.
What's that?
I don't like to be around people that eat peaches because it's disgusting.
Oh.
That's what it is. The whole...
Juicy. That's a juicy peach where it's running down your arm.
I don't want to be around anyone that eats peaches or slurps soup.
Yeah.
Here's a little inside baseball for you. I have a hard time listening to my wife in the morning drink her morning coffee.
Yeah. No, that's you know,
ick?
That's valid.
That's my ick. Slurping.
That's valid. But I'm here for the peaches. You can eat your peaches around me. It's fine.
Somebody wrote in and said Palisade peaches are fuzzier.
Oh.
They have more fuzz on them than regular peaches. How do you not know this, Katie? You lived on a peach farm.
I wouldn't. I don't know. I don't think. I guess I didn't compare them. I never liked peaches until I moved over to the Western Slope. And then I had the peaches over there. I was like, is this what peaches are supposed to taste like? Because in North Dakota, they're hard and rocky. You know
what
I mean? Like, exactly. They don't taste like that. So, yeah, I guess maybe they're hairier. So we'll have to look into that.
Who's this peach expert writing into us?
Know,
how do you know?
They know they're peaches.
Prove your worth, peach expert.
Tell us more. Okay, and then just one more quick thing just for everybody, because the city of Denver is teaming up with Spot Hero to give you $5 parking downtown. So they've got designated spots throughout the city for that price. You got to download their app to get the deal. But yeah, the promotion runs through September. So SpotHero.com.
Why are they doing this?
It's the city of Denver. Mayor Mike Johnston came out and said, hey, we want to give people more affordable parking throughout the summer.
Okay.
And so just $5. It's really not. I like it. I dig it. You can spend a lot of money downtown. So if you can save a little money with parking, and then, like I said, there's like 3,000 spots that they've designated. So on the app, you can see exactly where they are. But they're going to look to make that 5,000 spots by the end of this thing. So
good.
Yay. Look at that. More spots downtown
to
park in. There you go. I think, yeah, there's Mile High Hype.
Shout out to Eric, who just texted in and said, imagine that slurping sound when you have AirPods in. Thanks, Jer.
Oh, yeah.
Eric, good morning. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, my morning is completely out of whack and screwed up. Every morning I put a little bowl of fruit in my lunch tote that I prepare the night before. Last night, I chopped up some pineapple and some strawberries, put them in my little Tupperware bowl in the fridge. This morning, I grabbed that bowl, put it in my lunch tote. I just went over, opened up my lunch tote, and pulled out that bowl and popped the lid off, and it is a bunch of old dry spaghetti.
Oh, no.
It's a leftover spaghetti noodles. I grabbed the wrong Tupperware.
No sauce either. Like,
it's just dry noodles. I hate this morning.
That's not refreshing at all. Like, pineapple sounds fabulous
My
right
mouth
now, actually.
Was all ready for pineapple.
Yeah.
Damn it.
That's got to be one of the most disappointing things ever.
I know.
Like, you
truly
don't even know how. I was like, oh. Well, this day sucks. anyway, I'm an idiot. So I'm reading all the news stories here. It was crazy smoky in town yesterday, and I'm feeling it. Are you guys feeling it?
Yo.
Like, you can taste it.
I'm clearing my throat so much more than I usually do.
I think that's a big part of why I was so sick over the weekend. It just got to me.
Yeah, big fires in Colorado right now. The Aspen Acres fire is going on in Custer County. They're saying about 23,000 acres right now.
Yeah.
0% contained, and it's currently the largest and fastest growing fire in Colorado.
Oh, it's so sad.
Then we got the Snyder fire, which
is
the Mesa and Grand Counties near the Utah border. 28,000 acres, 0% contained right now. That's the one that's the scary one, right?
It's really
way
close to Grand Junction.
Yep.
I mean, yesterday I saw that it switched directions, I think. It made them, you know, like it It just took, it was a positive finally in all of that, but still not out of the woods yet. I mean,
that's the one where the
scary.
Three firefighters were killed on that
yeah.
one, too.
Yeah.
So that's horrible. And then now there's a gold mountain fire near Uray, and that's 7,100 acres, 0% contained.
And again, another one, like you from the town, you could see it over the crest of the mountain. And yesterday,
that one was eerie.
Yeah.
They were happy that it turned away and started going away from the town. But
it has doubled in size over the past. Day they said, so that one is moving quick, but man, everything is so dry out there. The temperatures are high, single digit humidity, gusty winds, like it's just truly a perfect storm for all these fires right now. And how do you fight all that? You know, you don't have enough manpower or air power, anything like that.
Well, and even just outside of the flames, of just being in the vicinity of it, I'll never forget when I lived over there, there was a big fire and the ashes, like you had to clean off a good centimeter of ashes from your car every day because it was like that. And imagine what your lungs look like at that point. If your car's looking like
that,
you
gotta wear masks,
what's your lungs look like? So, yeah, it is. I'm praying and, you know, all my friends out there on the Western Slope just hoping that everything's okay. So, yeah, kind of hard to see, though.
Really very hard to see. It sucks for, you know, the nature and people having to be evacuated and lives being lost. And I guess it just it's one of those things. Don't want to be a parent here, but just think about it. You know, with the 4th of July coming up, shooting off the fireworks and doing things, you know.
Be smart.
With your fireworks, absolutely. Be smart. Be careful this year because, it could get a whole lot worse fast.
Well, and I remember last year without all the fires and firefighters had to respond to like 45 different calls within like 7 hours because of fireworks. So, our men and women in uniform, we don't want to put any extra pressure on them. So definitely hoping they stay safe this season as well.
Yeah. So don't put any pop bottle rockets in your butts and
don't
try to light them off. This
don't
is not the year to do it. Really quick, I do have this story. I guess we're heading into July, which is National Ice Cream Month. And National Ice Cream Day actually falls on July 19th. But tomorrow is National Creative Ice Cream Flavors Day. So it's all about ice cream in the month of July. They went out and did a report and some polling data to determine the most popular ice cream flavors in every state. Where are we at here with Colorado? Chocolate chip.
Oh.
Well, that's boring. Not creative at all.
That's boring.
That is boring.
That's boring.
It's one step up from vanilla.
Yeah, Indiana got peppermint. Kansas got matcha. Maine got blueberry. South Carolina got peach.
Kansas, the most boring state out there, gets matcha.
Should have been vanilla.
What?
Vermont got peanut butter, which I am a peanut butter ice cream slut.
Which one got Rocky Road? Does it say?
Nope.
No?
Cookies and cream if you want to go up to South Dakota.
Hey.
Okay.
Lavender in Oregon. Lavender ice cream?
I do like lavender ice cream.
What does that taste
like?
Good.
Lavender, believe
Purple?
It or not.
But it really
tastes like the color?
Tastes like Barney.
The sweet lavender taste, it is something. You got to at least try it.
What's up, sweet lavender?
Yeah,
girl. I should make a shirt for my little shop that says ice cream slut on it.
I'd probably buy that one.
You know what's funny is I went
Is that offensive?
A little.
Oh. Difference between a man and a woman right there.
Maybe a little.
Ice cream slut.
But funny.
Text me right now. Should I make a shirt that says that? 303-691-1649. Is that something you'd wear into the office?
Probably
okay,
not.
Maybe not the office.
Probably not wearing
Where would
that.
You wear a shirt that says ice cream slut?
To DQ.
I know. Yeah, the only place you could.
Give me your finest soft serve.
You roll into Cold Stone. Oh, my God. That's funny. Okay. So, anyway, that was totally sidetracked from what we wanted to talk about. Gen Zers are putting up walls, Katie.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you, like, think about it, if you know a Gen Zer, I do. I gave birth to one, and she has this whole thing where she doesn't like owe anyone anything, and it's not just her, it's people her age all across the board. They've got really strong boundaries with their friends, with their workplaces. They are very, you know, in tune with their mental health. These are things that they have done that are, you know, positive in a way, but now we're starting to see the negatives of this because everyone wants a village, but no one wants to be a villager. That's kind of how they're describing this phenomenon with the Gen Zers. So they talk about how like their work-life balance, right? Like we've discussed how they talk about how they want to take a nap, how in the middle of the day, the Gen Zers want to take a nap. They need days for their mental health. But
so
now
it's
we're putting yourself first. It is putting yourself first. It's very selfish.
It is.
Josh, that's kind of what they're saying here is, you know, Gen Zers, they have this whole protect your peace thing. I'm sure you've heard it.
I have Gen Z siblings, so yes.
Exactly. And so it's often then they're saying this protecting your peace can morph into like a selfish or a bad friend, right? I just think when I go back to like having friends and like what they mean to me, I can ask a couple of my friends for anything at any time and I know that they will show up, and because they know that they can get that from me. But it's a process, and it's a history of doing that for your friends, showing up for your friends, being there for them, that they know they can count on you. With Gen Zers, it's now just, you know, do you want to come to my party? Yes, I do. But then they don't show up because they're
like that.
I have a headache and I just don't want anything to disturb my peace. Like that, they, and they're so quick to use that as an excuse. Like it's going to make them step outside of their comfort zone and they don't want to do it and they don't have to do it. That's what they've been kind of taught, right? I don't like it either. And I think, honestly, you need to show up for your friends.
Well,
like,
I, you know, I'm a people pleaser, like, to a fault. I have a very hard time saying no, and I always want to help someone out and be there for someone. So this is, like, polar opposite of what I'm used to at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I overserve to the point where, like, I spread myself too thin, where now these people are just like, oh, I can RSVP to a party, have you get ready for that, make a table spot for me, and then just never even show up because I have... I'm tired.
Yeah. Mm. And that's it. Like this story.
Why are they so tired?
Well, this story I was looking at specifically, she was like, you know, I planned a potluck style party and several of the people bailed at the last minute and then they didn't respond to my invitation at all, some of them. And
well, I'm for that because potlucks are disgusting.
Yeah, but honestly, like when you think back, like I just remember my friends' birthday parties. Like when I was in my 20s, I was there for them.
They were so fun.
If they had a big party, I showed up for them. They showed up for my parties. And I just, so baby Nana, her last birthday party, she rented a little space. She put out, you know, a good chunk of money for the food, the drink. She invited a bunch of people and a lot of her friends didn't show up. And it really made her sad. And I was just like, that's kind of what the kids your age do now, though, right? Like, they don't show up.
I think the
when
text
they're...
is enough. I texted you.
Exactly.
You know?
And so that's kind of what this whole thing is they're seeing this whole loneliness phenomenon, but they're feeding into it. Like, if you're not going to show up for your friend, they're not going to show up for you either. That's how it works, right?
I don't like the mentality of I don't owe anybody anything.
Yeah, and that's it. You don't owe anyone anything is what... they kind of, you know, just live by. And you see it in the workspace. You see it in the friendships.
It's a very lonely life,
you'd
think.
But again, these phones are what's contributing to all of it because we think that we can, you know, communicate with people and have entire relationships with people just based on this. And it's really hurting the next generation, they're finding out. So it's this whole new thing with Gen Zers where, you know, you don't have to show up for people. No, you kind of do. And I hope they start seeing that it's better when you show up for people versus when you don't.
They're gonna...
Yeah. I hate Gen Z.
No.
There's my two cents.
Cool. Awesome.
You ain't going to have anybody be your pallbearers.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that much.
I'm just going to slide it down.
Listen, you need at least six friends, you guys, because they got to be your pallbearers. All right?
At least six.
There you go. There's your advice from Jer Bear. Today you should be wrapping up your vote for the primary, right? It's voting day. We forgot. Last night we were sorting a bunch of papers. And we're like, oh my God, there's our ballots. So sweet Nick Knack did her due diligence and she hopped on and researched everybody. She's into the elections. She loves the research and watching videos.
She digs it, huh?
And then she tells me who to vote for.
Hey, there you go.
I'm very,
that's a good
thankful
wife
for her. Also, speaking of America, the 250th is almost here. And a lot of shoppers out and about are asking, where's all the patriotic merch, bro? There's a lot of people saying that the big brands, when you wander into the stores, probably like the Wally Worlds and the Targets, have plenty of World Cup merch, but there's not a lot for America's 250th. Where's all the shirts at, you guys?
And you know what's unfortunate about it, I think, is just because of how political everything is, that a lot of people probably don't want to wear that stuff because they assume that they'll just be lumped into that and start a conversation about politics they don't want to get into, even though I know a lot of people who are really excited about it. Like, it's a big deal, 250 years, you know?
Yeah. Anyone who remembers the bicentennial back in 76, that was when you celebrated your graduation from high school, Katie.
Are you talking about yourself? No. Wasn't even here yet.
They said there were special products and decorations, collectibles, school supplies with patriotic designs everywhere. But this year, fans are saying the selection is pretty darn limited.
It makes me sad.
I know, right? It's just, you're celebrating America. Like, push the politics to the side and just celebrate America.
Nobody can push politics to the side anymore, though. It's just, it's so hard. Like, I really think that's why people don't want to celebrate the 250th. I saw a shirt that was SpongeBob font, and it said 250 years later.
I wanted to get that one.
That's fun.
That's fun. Cheerios has a birthday cake cereal for the celebration, if you want to get that.
Cheerios.
And a Mountain Dew did temporarily become American Dew.
You know what? I had some of that the other day. It tastes like freedom. It was good.
Yeah, did it?
It was good.
They used to put out, Josh, you might remember, the Red, White, and Dew.
Oh, yes.
Is this the same? The American Dew? Is it the same flavor?
Yeah.
The Red, White, and Dew was awesome.
That was like they had the Code Red and then the blue one too, right? They had the different cans that you could buy.
Yes.
This one was just the actual normal Mountain Dew. But it was, the can is really cool. It's like a collector's edition.
That's neat.
And it's all stars and stripes, American flags and stuff. But I think the World Cup has helped a little bit in the fact that so many Europeans have come over here and they love it. They're like, America's awesome. They've getting their meals paid for and stuff like that. But you're right.
And we've got free refills.
Yeah, in terms of merch, it's been kind of a bummer about
that. You said something off the air. I think it was you. What the Europeans are saying, if you want to hate America, watch the news. If you want to love America, come here.
And that's what they've said, because they've said, again, Katie, the whole political tension that has been happening for so long now, news stations, that's what they cover, unfortunately. It's a lot of doom and gloom. That's what they get over there, you know, on the BBC and everything. That's the doom and gloom. But then they came here for the World Cup to support their team, and they're like, we have not paid for a meal here. Americans are so kind. They've offered us places to sleep.
They're drinking us out of our beer at some of the bars.
They really are. And so that's what I love about this, is then we can kind of see how good we actually do have it and how patriotic we can be. And I think that's the bright side. But in terms of buying merch, I haven't seen anything.
No, I had to
pick
up a couple shirts. I bought a couple shirts for the 4th, and I had to get them off the Zon. But
that's what I did.
I was digging through my shorts drawer, and at the very bottom, I did find my American flag shorts.
Heyo.
Not going to lie, I pulled them out.
I don't even have those.
Now's your time to shine, shorts. This is your time to shine.
Freedom!
The fun starts now with Fast Five.
Yes, five! Fun!
It's time to play Fast Five.
Fast Five.
How fast can you be?
We go fast without them.
With Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Yeah, definitely time to play Fast Five. Let's get it on. All brought to you by our good friends at Bally's Casino Blackhawk. Best value with $5 blackjack and $5 menu items daily. If you'd like to call in and play and you've never played Fast Five, I'd like to meet some new people today. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649 will get you in the studios. If you get placed on hold, do not hang up. That means you're in and you're just chilling for a second, bro. But we'll get you on the air, get to know you a little bit, and then I'll toss a category at you and start that 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me 5 things that have to do with that category. You think you can pull that off? Come on, prove it. 303-691-1649 if you've never played Fast Five before. Now, let's do some examples of ones I've done in the past, Katie.
Okay, you've asked for things like 5 things you'd have in a backpack or 5 things that you personalize. Yesterday, the one that won it, Lisa, 5 cartoon villains, no problem. Second one in, she was able to
win it big
yesterday. So, never know what you're going to ask.
She was sneaky with all those Batman villains yesterday.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, I'm impressed. All right, call now, guys. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1MIX. To the 16, to the 49. Now, we got a heck of a prize this week because we're sending you off to have some fun on the 4th of July.
Absolutely. We're painting this place Ed, White, and Blue. You're going to win a 4-pack of tickets to see Ed Sheeran ring in the 4th of July with you at Empower Field at Mile High. So a very big prize for Fast Five today, tomorrow, and the next day.
There you go. Hey, and the cool thing is, too, Big Rob will be giving away a 4-pack of those tickets, and Nina, when she entertains you on your drive home, will also have a 4-pack of tickets to go see Little Eddie. So all part of Mix 100's All Access Summer. 303-691-1649. Boy, these phone lines have absolutely exploded. Here is Marie. Hi, Marie. Welcome to the show.
Well, hello. How are you?
Whoa, we're super dupes. How are you today?
I'm great. Driving to closing. I'm a realtor.
Oh, you're a realtor. Okay. So you sold a joint, huh?
Yeah, I do a few.
Yeah. How much was this one that you sold?
Around $480,000
was a first-time
home buyer.
$480 is a first-time home buyer.
My
now.
Gosh.
Good night.
I know. It's a great place for her, though.
Okay,
well, that's good. Good for
yeah.
you. Make that commish.
That first one's always special. So,
do you give your buyers and sellers like a little gift basket when they're done with closing?
I do different things for different people. So, so it just depends on what they need.
What are you doing today?
Oh, gosh. I hope she's not listening. Well, now today the seller was supposed to include a microwave, so they didn't. So I'm including some gift cards so she can buy a microwave and then also something for her house.
That's very nice.
That's really kind
of you. You're a good realtor.
Yeah.
Very nice, Marie.
Every time they heat up a Hot Pocket, they're going to think
That's
of you.
That's right. They're going to be like, damn, this house was expensive.
Yeah. Thank goodness for Marie.
There you go.
All right, Marie. Were you listening yesterday to Fast Five?
I was not.
Okay.
Go easy on me because I love Ed.
Well, again, I don't know what you're an expert at, but I'm going to recycle one that I used yesterday because I had a few people message me and were like, that one was awesome. Mostly because they have the hots for this guy. But in 10 seconds, I need you to give me 5 movies. Now, no sequels, okay? 5 movies starring Zac Efron. Go.
Oh, my gosh. Run the circus.
Uh-oh.
I am totally spacing out. And 17 again, I know it was.
Oh, yes. That's the one with
one.
Matthew Perry. It's the one I love. Oh,
you know, and that whole High School Musical thing.
The High School Musical. Oh,
my gosh.
17 right. again was it. That was such a good
movie. You blanked out because you were thinking of him with his shirt off, Marie.
I know.
That's all.
Same.
It's okay. We all were. We definitely were.
Well, now I know how tricky this is.
Well, listen, it was really nice talking to you. You have a great day. Have a great closing. And we'll talk to you later, maybe.
All right. Take care. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We got Abigail. Hi, Abigail.
Hello.
You heading off to work?
Hold on.
No,
I'm dropping off my son. I want him to say hi.
Yeah. What's his name?
Kylan.
Tyler?
It's the radio.
Where's
he? He's whispering.
Hi, good morning, Tyler.
Hi,
buddy.
Good morning.
Hi, yes.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just dropping off from that daycare.
Oh, good. And then you head to work. What do you do?
I work at an advanced financial investment company.
Oh, okay.
Dealing with money.
Huh? Do you actually make the investments?
No, I do. I handle death cases.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. All right. All right. Well, it's a little hard to hear you. Your phone's kind of cutting in and out, so I hope we can do this.
Probably because I'm gone in the daycare and trying to get out.
Yeah, I'd get out of there immediately as well. Right. I would not want to spend any more time in there than necessary. All right, you ready?
Yes.
10 seconds. I need 5 famous YouTubers. Go.
I know nothing about YouTubers.
Damn it.
In a daycare and everything.
You're cussing in front of all of those children, Abigail. Well, I'll let you go so you can go watch some Mr. Beast videos, okay?
Oh, man.
All right, have a good day. Bye.
Bye, Abigail.
Freddy!
Hey, what's going on?
I don't know. I love your custard, though, bro.
Yeah.
You never get that, huh, Freddie?
No, not at all.
Yeah. Your smash burger's pretty good.
Yeah, we'd smash you, Freddie.
No, I do the smashing.
Yeah, you're good at
smashing. I'm going to smash this game today.
Oh,
let's go, Freddie.
Big talker, Freddie. Big talker. My little note says you're getting ready for the weekend. Where are you going?
Mount Rushmore camping.
Oh,
a big
great.
KOA right outside of it.
Dude, the celebrations for the 250th up there are supposed to be pretty awesome. Oh. So that'll be.
We booked it before even realizing that.
Yeah, it shouldn't be busy at all.
That's
You'll be fine.
Funny.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be the busiest they've ever seen that place.
Have you ever been up there, Freddie?
Yeah, it used to be our annual trip with the kids.
Oh, gotcha. So you've done the little trail that goes down to the bottom where you can look up their noses?
Yeah, we went down there a couple years ago.
That's a good trail. And then you get the ice cream while you're up there.
Oh, ice cream's always the best in small towns.
You got it.
There's a little ice cream, the little...
Right there at Mount Rushmore.
Like a Candyland store where the kids go wild.
Yeah.
They probably
and
have huckleberry
too.
Syrup there, too. Every small town has the huckleberry syrup they sell. Ooh. Like it's local, but it's not.
Put that on your toothbrush.
Just sell it.
You can't come back without the huckleberry sauce.
You're a huckleberry sauce. All right, Freddie, your letter is P, like poo-poo pee-pee, okay?
Yes.
I need 5 apps on your phone that start with that letter P. Go.
Fonto.
What?
Public Works. Parking.
What?
Parking? Project Management Solution.
No. Big time's up, Freddie. Give me a PayPal. Give me Pinterest.
Pinterest.
Well, you failed miserably, Freddie, but you got a heck of a vacation lined up, buddy. You guys be safe.
All right, thank you.
Later, Gator.
What a nice guy.
Matt.
Yes,
it's Matt. Heading to Rocky Mountain National Park, says my screen.
I love Rocky Mountain National Park.
Well, it's a good thing.
Been up there in a while.
It's a good thing you're going then.
Yeah,
that's the place to be.
It is the place to be, especially on a good holiday week.
That's right.
Well, you'll have to do Alberta Falls while you're up there.
Yeah,
it's right there in the park. So
and snuff out your campfires, okay?
It's beautiful.
Okay.
Okay. Very good. All right. What do I have for you? All right. Are you familiar with rubber?
I love rubber.
I bet you do. All right. Give me 5 things made out of rubber. Go.
Car tires.
Yep.
Ladders. Pieces. Like.
All right. Keep going.
Lawnmower wheels.
Time's up, Matt.
Oh, man.
Darn it. I guess you didn't know that much about rubber, Matt. Have a good day, buddy. Be safe.
Have fun up at Rocky Mountain.
I think his phone was cutting out.
Yeah, I think so.
Vanessa.
Hello.
Hey, girl. Hey. What are you doing today?
How you doing? Nothing. But I'm going tubing on Thursday, so I got something exciting.
Hey, that'll be fun. Where are you doing the tubing at?
I think Golden.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Then you stop at that bar there.
My phone.
What's that bar that you get off and you dump your tube off and then you go in and they got all the taps there? Forgot the name.
I don't know.
It's
I'm
awesome.
I'm not a beer drinker.
Well, never mind. Go get a delicious sparkling water. You're allergic to beer.
Yeah, the hops. Yeah.
Makes me ill.
Yeah. All right. Can you have like gluten-free beer?
I don't care. I'd rather have a fancy drink. I'm not missing nothing.
You want the hard stuff?
Yeah.
All right. Fine. You go drink a bunch of hard alcohol and go tubing.
Long Island iced tea all the way. No gin, extra vodka with a lot of cherries.
Oh, man. I bet you're a good time on a Saturday night.
I am a good time.
Woo! You know what you like.
We're going streaking and tubing.
Yeah.
So funny. Well, this is a perfect one for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Sweet Vanessa, please give me 5 things that you would inflate. Go.
Tire. Inflatable raft,
you could have said a tube. You're going tubing.
Man.
Okay,
your
I'm
ego?
Hang up.
Okay, you better hang up. This is embarrassing
Bye,
for you.
Bye, Vanessa.
Bye, go get yourself. Go get a Long Island iced tea. Get out of here.
Oh, goodness.
It's Mario.
Hi.
It's a Mario. Hi, Mario.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Fine. How are you today, sir?
Pretty good. Thank you for asking.
Good.
Can you hurry up and win this? I got things to do.
We need a winner.
Okay. Yeah, let's just dive into it.
Here we go, Mario.
All right.
Yeah.
And I'm cracking myself up. In 10 seconds, give me 5 things you'd find with flashing lights. Go!
Flashing lights.
Oh, my God.
I said shoes.
Shoes?
I don't know.
I would give you shoes, because yes, but
that
really?
That's the one you mentioned.
Really, Mario? Oh, Mario.
That was good. That was good.
Go live your life. Have a good day, buddy.
We got to get away.
We better.
Blake?
Hey.
Hey, yourself. What are you doing today?
Oh, just heading to work.
All right, go make that money. You ready to play? I'm just going to dive into this.
Okay, here we go.
I'm getting to the point now, Blake, where I get a little irritated.
That
nobody's won. All right, buddy. In 10 seconds, give me 5 things with flashing lights. Go.
Police car, ambulance, fire truck, shoes, watches. Christmas lights, cars, flashers.
Yeah, buddy. Did that all day.
Blake, what are you supposed to do when you win this game? What are you supposed to tell me?
Tell you how much I love Biodome starring Pauly Shore.
Yeah, Biodome guy made it through. Biodome guy won today?
Yes.
Hey, did you hear us give you a shout out when we talked to Pauly Shore?
I did. That was amazing.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, you're famous.
He was a big fan of you, too.
You're famous, dude. Okay, now what are you supposed to tell me?
Play the Winnie Wind sound.
There it is. Yeah, buddy. We's in the juice, bro. I'm going to put you on hold, Biodork, and we'll tell you all about your prize, all right?
I'm good, thank you.
All right, buddy,
bye,
hold
Blake.
On. Yeah, that's how it's done. We finally got it done.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I stumbled across this list. It's making the rounds on the social today. 15 silly, old-timey words that you need to start using again.
Oh.
Sassafras.
Sassafras. Sarsaparilla. You want some of these?
Yeah.
It's funny, because most of these mean, like, being foolish or nonsense, you know? Like, here's the first one. Flapdoodle, which means foolish words.
Of course.
Henry thinks he's a genius, but everything he tweets is pure flapdoodle.
Okay.
I like that one.
Huh.
Tommy rot, which is utter foolishness or nonsense, which is generally what I'm spouting on the air here. That Jammy on the Mix show is full of the tommy rot, isn't he?
We got to work that into we got to work it into the show today.
Enough of that tommy rot. See? Monkey shine?
I already like that one.
What is that?
What's it mean?
That means Katie making whoopee.
Oh,
the monkey shine, Katie.
No, it's a playful activity or a prank.
That sounds like it. Like
quite
monkey
frankly,
business.
Katie, I'm growing tired of all your monkey shine, and you need to start acting like an adult.
Well, if you stop spitting all that flapdoodle over there, maybe I'll stop.
That's just horse feathers, which is foolish or untrue words. Horse feathers. Josh, use it in a sentence.
Horse feathers is an old-timey word. How was that?
Applesauce means nonsense. I kind of like that one. Yeah, we just broke up. I couldn't take all of her applesauce.
I like that.
She had so much applesauce, you guys.
Like literally?
Like literally.
You can't use that too much. It makes me hungry.
I know.
Like now I want applesauce.
Baffle gab is just gibberish or gobbledygook.
Oh, I like that one.
So like this whole segment right now is just a baffle gab.
They just took two words and put them together that made no sense and said it. It was a new word, is what they did back in the day.
Yeah.
I'm understanding.
Yeah. Some of these I can't say. They're so. They sound like naughty words.
No.
You should say
hambuggery? False or deceptive behavior?
Quit that hambuggery.
I fell for this hottie's hambuggery on Tinder. and ended up being catfished by my best friend. Oh.
Wow, they were dealing with a lot of nonsense back in the day.
Like, how
could
you remember all these words? Pifel, which is just trivial nonsense. Did I do teradiddle?
No.
No, I like that one.
It's a fib. A teradiddle. Oh, he told me the end of that movie, and it was just total teradiddle. It was completely wrong. I don't like that one.
I don't either.
Anyone else I want to give you? Cod swallop, which is just nonsense.
Why is everything nonsense?
I know, like,
everything's nonsense.
It's about the cod swallop.
I didn't believe anything back in the day.
Like, I think the best one on this list that I am going to start working into just daily life is the applesauce, which is just nonsense. I couldn't take all that applesauce. I just couldn't do it. I'm going to try to work that in when Big Rob comes in to talk to us.
Don't explain it at
all.
Yeah, I know. That's applesauce. And walk out. Just walk out.
Why did you play that song? I don't know. It's just a bunch of applesauce, Big Rob. And then, yeah, walk out. He'd be like, what? Well, we are definitely approaching a holiday, and a lot of people are going to be getting out of town. And there's a couple of big stories out this morning, one of which is coming out from the TSA. It's all the things you should never be putting in the TSA bin at the airport. It's a lot of just stuff that's like, duh. Your passport, your ID, watches, jewelry, loose lithium batteries, headphones, glasses, neck pillows. I don't know. Whatever. One of the big things that they're talking about, though, is I guess they're getting a lot of complaints from people because people are tossing in a bunch of loose cash into those bins to get scanned. And while it's in some of those machines, I guess it's getting, like, sucked around in there or something. And if it gets lodged in those TSA scanning machines, you can't get it back. They're saying that they're not going to go in and look for your cash money.
Hmm.
So don't put your loose cash inside those TSA machines. They say fold it up, put it in a wallet, do something. Because if you lose some hundos in there, they're not going in for them.
Enough
Why would
people
you do
are
that?
Doing that, yeah, to where yes. There's a story being published about it. Like,
have you
that's
looked
what
around?
Gets me.
We live amongst a bunch of mouth breathers.
Katie, enough people were bringing ranch through the TSA lately.
People still bring guns and knives through the scanners.
Which is insane.
Yeah. Which is, look around. We're surrounded by mouth breathers. Man, which makes another great T-shirt. Surrounded by mouth breathers. Okay, the
you're
other
make
thing,
all kinds of friends.
Man, I tell you what, I got to get that going immediately. Okay, now get this. If you are going out of town and you're going to be near an ocean, this is a big heads up. There's a new study out finding people who accidentally swallowed ocean water were more likely to come down with stomach problems. You know why? Because the water might be contaminated near the shore with bacteria linked to seagull poop.
Oh!
They say that's one of the biggest risks for people who swallow ocean water while swimming is all those seagulls be pooping in it. It's probably just sitting there on the surface all buoyant, making its way inland and everybody is out there swimming, and then you're sucking it up. And then you get stomach issues while you're on vacation.
Look, the ocean's beautiful, but the ocean grosses me out.
Like, same. It
really
smells.
Does.
I'm scared of it.
It's pretty. It's too deep for me. It's pretty, but ugh.
I've never swam in the ocean.
And there's seagull poop, Katie.
I've never been in there.
Well, don't go in it.
I'm not going to now.
You're going to eat seagull
turds. Always
wanted
to until this moment.
The next thing you know, you're walking around stealing people's sandwiches and their chips.
I know, exactly.
Mine.
Calling things a snarf blat and stuff.
That's right. Be careful. Be careful out there. Well, we are definitely approaching a holiday, and a lot of people are going to be getting out of town. And there's a couple of big stories out this morning, one of which is coming out from the TSA. It's all the things you should never be putting in the TSA bin at the airport. It's a lot of just stuff that's like, duh. Your passport, your ID, watches, jewelry, loose lithium batteries, headphones, glasses, neck pillows. I don't know. Whatever. One of the big things that they're talking about, though, is I guess they're getting a lot of complaints from people because people are tossing in a bunch of loose cash into those bins to get scanned. And while it's in some of those machines, I guess it's getting, like, sucked around in there or something. And if it gets lodged in those TSA scanning machines, you can't get it back. They're saying that they're not going to go in and look for your cash money.
Hmm.
So don't put your loose cash inside those TSA machines. They say, fold it up, put it in a wallet, do something. Because if you lose some hundos in there, they're not going in for them.
Enough people are doing that. Yeah, to where there's a story being published about it. Like,
you looked around?
That's what gets me.
We live amongst a bunch of mouth breathers.
Katie, enough people were bringing ranch through the TSA lately.
People still bring guns and knives through the scanners.
Which is insane.
Yeah. Which is, look around. We're surrounded by mouth breathers. Man, which makes another great T-shirt. Surrounded by mouth breathers. Okay,
all kinds of friends.
Man, I tell you what, I got to get that going immediately. Okay, now get this. If you are going out of town and you're going to be near an ocean, this is a big heads up. There's a new study out finding people who accidentally swallowed ocean water were more likely to come down with stomach problems. You know why? Because the water might be contaminated near the shore with bacteria linked to seagull poop.
Oh!
They say that's one of the biggest risks for people who swallow ocean water while swimming is all those seagulls be pooping in it. It's probably just sitting there on the surface all buoyant, making its way inland and everybody is out there swimming, and then you're sucking it up. And then you get stomach issues while you're on vacation.
Look, the ocean's beautiful, but the ocean grosses me out.
Like, same. It
really
smells.
Does.
I'm scared of it.
It's pretty. It's too deep for me. It's pretty, but ugh.
I've never swam in the ocean.
And there's seagull poop, Katie.
I've never been in there.
Well, don't go in it.
I'm not going to now.
You're going to eat seagull
always
turds.
Always wanted to until this moment.
The next thing you know, you're walking around stealing people's sandwiches and their chips.
I know, exactly.
Mine.
Calling things a snarf blat and stuff.
That's right. Be careful. Be careful out there. What you got?
Okay, so this is from Noelle, and she asks for our help. She says, I have a 9-year-old daughter. Her dad and I broke up when she was 5, so as far as she knows, mama is single and that's all I'll ever be. I don't go on dates. I'm not on any of the apps. And when I'm done working, all of my time is spent on her. This year I turned 32 and I don't know what kicked in for me, but I got an immediate feeling of FOMO when it comes to love. I totally feel like I'm just letting my person slip away from me, which is weird because I've never cared about a person before. I tried talking about this to my brother. He's super close to me and we had an interesting talk about it. He had this take. He said, I can't date until my daughter leaves the house or is at least 16. He says it's too risky to bring a person into her life at this point, and I missed my window to introduce her to a stepdad. He said specifically, a kid this age is going to feel like they're competing with someone new. That's a good point right there. It really is. She said, what the frick? When did they get to decide what approach I take with dating? Now, I get his point that it's rough out there and I should stay focused, but life's way too short, right? I don't think I should put my life on hold, even if it's to step up to that parent role. So she asked, which way should she go? This is new to her when it comes to single parent dating. So should she take her daughter into consideration before she goes on these dates? Or is she just
give up dating like altogether?
Yeah,
huh?
Do you give up dating or should she try? Because here's the thing, and here's my, I guess, concern for her here is at 32, as a woman, it's the internal clock, especially like if you want to have another baby. Like, it's not like we're not like Al Pacino where he can father a kid at 84. That's not how it works for us. So you get that clock ticking and the time just gets less and less and less and less. And so I just feel, and that's from Noelle, by the way, Noelle in Lakewood. I just feel for Noelle, she's really got to think about what she wants at this point in her life, because if she wants another kid, that's something you have to take into the equation as well.
I know we have a lot of single parents that listen to this show. Maybe you guys are dealing with whether or not you should get back into the dating world, or maybe you have and you've noticed that it has affected your relationship maybe with your kiddo.
Yeah.
We want to hear from you. What should Noelle do here? She's got a 9-year-old?
Yeah, 9-year-old daughter.
9-year-old looking to get back out in the dating scene. Brother's saying, nah, you got to wait. You got to focus on your kiddo right now versus your love life. She's maybe not feeling it. What's your advice? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. What makes her brother such an expert at this? That's what I want to know.
Exactly, like, what's right?
Why did he put the artificial date of 16?
Well, and honestly, I think he's just taking the kid's point into consideration without anything from the outside. Like, he's only looking at at it from that vantage point, which I think is a little unfair to Noelle. She's a person and she has feelings.
Yeah, and Katie,
you know?
Look, I've dealt with a lot of single moms here.
Have
in my
you,
life.
Josh? So you
are
the expert.
There are stories that we can't even tell on the air, which pisses me off.
I think her waiting. I think her waiting because of her brother and possibly her own daughter would be a little foolish in her aspect, because you still can't put your life on pause just because your daughter might be uncomfortable with it at first.
We care about Noelle's happiness, right, Josh?
I do. I give her my number. I know we do.
I know you do.
9-year-olds are gross. And we got Court on the line. Hi, Courtney.
Hello.
Hello.
Morning.
All right, what do you think Noelle should be doing?
She should go out and she should go have fun and meet people.
Tear it up, huh?
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
Why is that?
I think because, yeah, you're a mom, but also that shouldn't be your whole identity. Like, you're still yourself, and you should still be able to go have your life without your kid, and you should also have your life with your kid.
That's such a good point. Courtney, I think, mm-hmm. like, especially when you're a young mom, I think people just expect you to 100% put all of your efforts towards your kid, or, you know, they label you a bad mom. So I think you are so right. It's important to remember that you're a young woman as well, and you still, doesn't mean you take care of your kid any less, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm in the same position. I'm a single mom, just getting out into the dating world again, and it is a lot harder that you are a single mom and you have a child, because you don't want to bring your child on dates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, that kind of weeds out the bad guys that don't want to deal with your children. And you should have some time away from your child, because everyone needs that.
You should. Absolutely.
So I'm putting you down on team date.
Yes.
All right, Court. Good luck out there. Did you find a good guy right now?
Yeah, I have one.
Okay.
Good.
Why do I feel like you're like, yeah, I have one? Yeah.
He's got to go through some processes and make sure he's actually a good one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so yeah. She's just got one right now.
That's what I said. I heard that. You're like, yeah, I got one.
We'll see how it goes.
See if he passed the test.
Well, good luck, Courtney. Keep us updated, all right? Thanks for calling in. Here's Eddie. Hi, Ed.
What's up?
Hey.
You're up, bro. What are your thoughts on Noelle's situation?
Well, I met my kid's stepmom when I was 32, and my daughter was 4, and my son was about to turn 7, and that was 8 years ago, and now, like, they love her more than they love me or their mom, and I joke about that, but I think it's true, so.
So it can work, you're saying.
It does work.
Yeah, so it's like, as long as you're not introducing them right away and like, this is my new lover. Yeah. I just said, like, she came over and was like, hey, this is my friend for a while. And then she's going to live with us now. And then eventually they figure it out. But
Daddy, why is your door always closed? To your
Why are you hurting mommy?
Yeah.
Why is she screaming?
Our new mommy.
You got to keep the cat out of the room. That's
why. There you go. Hey, Ed, I got to ask you, was it hard to find a balance when it came to spending too much time away from the kids with the new girlfriend? The reason I'm asking that is I have somebody in my life that is back in the dating scene with a kiddo. And the problem is that she is never around now, because it's normal. It's like whenever even when you don't have kids, you get a new boyfriend or girlfriend, you want to spend all the time with them, and you guys are always doing everything. And she's doing that, and she's kind of abandoning her kids. Did you run into that at all?
So I got kind of lucky, and so with me and their mom, we have split custody. So mm-hmm. it's like 1 week I have them, 1 week I don't. And then on the weeks that I do have them, they were young enough, and they would go to sleep around 8. So she would just come over, and we'd watch a movie or whatever.
Yeah, or whatever. So. Okay. So you were good. You weren't bailing out on your time then, because that's definitely what's happening on my end, where even though she has a week with the kids, she's coming up with excuses, you know, as to why she can't take them.
Or if it was something on my week with the kids where I needed alone time, I would just work out something with their mom to just switch time or something. So good co-parenting. Strongly recommend.
That's a huge part of it for sure.
Well, that's it.
Ed, we appreciate you sounding off and sharing your life with us, buddy.
Yeah, no worries.
All right, man. Have a great weekend or a great week. It's only Tuesday, for God's sakes, Jer. Settle down. Yeah, I'm thinking she could still get out there and do a little bit of dating.
Why not?
Still be a human. But yeah, there is that thing where it's still, I feel like for me personally, I would still make sure I'm making my kid my number one priority, especially a young girl who's starting to enter those formative years there. You want to make sure you're a mom that's there for her.
Well, and that's Noelle, absolutely. Yeah. Everything about her letter says that she puts her kid first. I mean, she that's hasn't good. Dated in the entire 9 years. I mean, the 4 years it looks like she's been single, she hasn't even entertained the idea. So
you got to be
think,
careful with it, though. It is that slippery slope where if you find a guy that you fall madly in love with, that you're not like pushing the daughter to the side.
I don't think, I truly don't feel like that's a big issue. I mean, when I was dating, Zoe was always number one. Always. She didn't meet people that I just dated. Like, I think that most parents know that you have to make sure you're still being a parent, you know, that's always going to be number one. But
I always love having this conversation with Nicole. We've had it many times. Like, how quick would you start dating again?
Really?
Do you really?
Many times.
Oh yeah, we've had it before. Like, how would you, like, how quick, who would you choose? It's fun. It's a fun hypothesis.
She's like Eric from accounting.
Yeah.
Wow,
I'm like,
that
really?
Was quick.
Really?
This is a fun conversation.
No,
you all
her
have?
Thing, you know, what? And I, whether or not I trust her or not, she said that she would always wait until the kids were much older and grown.
Yeah.
Just because she said there's too many weirdos out there.
Yeah.
She's like, and honestly, I wouldn't trust anybody else with the
Same.
Kids. I wouldn't trust. So she would wait until they were, you know, probably more so like deep into high school or something.
Okay.
I don't know. Again, it's all hypothetical.
She's going to be back out there next
before.
Week.
That's what I know. It's, I was like, you're so full of it.
And that's the thing.
You're
though,
a liar.
It goes back to each individual situation because, you know, Nick Nack, I doubt she wants to have more children.
Oh,
and,
God, no.
You know what I mean? So, like, Noelle, she's 32. She may still want to add to her
Maybe.
Family. So her waiting.
I wish she had put that in there.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Well, but that's the thing is her waiting to, you know, take place with all that. Like, yeah. I just feel like that's a different situation.
Yeah, who knows?
It's time for a little Mix 100 Sports with our resident sport expert, Josh.
What you got, Josh?
Well, sod and lawn lovers unite. This is a story about the grass that is being used during the FIFA World Cup because they are so strict about how their or what their players play on, the surface that they play on, because they want to minimize the injury risk for these players. And AstroTurf actually brings a lot of injury risk, like ACLs, Achilles,
Ow!
And those types of things. And so they take their grass very seriously, Jeremy. And so many colleges all around the United States took 7 years to plan out how they wanted to roll out this type of grass on the field. And our guy, Justin Lang, was talking about it.
It's called a carpet hybrid. We grow it on a sod farm in Washington State. And it was being on the sod farm for 12 months. When we harvest it, put it on the back of a truck, comes down, and we lay it out. And it's pretty much ready play turf. We don't go to the point right of saying goodnight to it every night, but or tucking it into bed, but not far off it, right?
That guy loves his grass, doesn't he?
I love his voice. I could listen to him talk about grass the entire day.
Roll it out.
I love that.
Love it. What they do, Jer, is they've taken Kentucky bluegrass, perennial ryegrass, and a hybrid of Bermuda grass. And they put that all together.
You're turning me on.
And it's, I know, right? And it's like a 95% real grass to synthetic. And what they do at the bottom half of it, which is really interesting, is they put like a plastic layer, and it makes the roots, instead of growing down into the ground, they spread out sideways.
Yeah, they do.
So lock that it in.
It locks
it. I love
it,
a plastic
layer. In the flavor.
Lock
it. That's exactly what it does. And it makes it able to where if a player puts a divot in the grass or anything with his cleats on, they can just cut out that little square and pop another spot back in.
That's fun.
Amazing.
It's plug and play. Or as Justin Lang likes to say, plug and play.
Yes. That Australian accent is everything.
Some of that grass is coming right here from Denver, I was reading too.
Is it really?
Yeah. We know grass.
We got the best grass in the nation, don't we?
Like the pot weed, right?
No.
Let's get what you did there,
Josh. Not the pot weed.
The pot weed.
The fields. We got good
kids. It's the pot weed, eh?
All right.
All right.
Viral local moments, local legends, and just enough national drama to keep your group chat spicy.
Hope you guys are ready for this. It's JKJ's Mile High Hype
on Mix 100.
Well, as you're all staring down at your phones right now, I just want to welcome you to National Social Media Day, a day to celebrate all of the honors that social media has brought upon us, or horrors, I don't know. I've really cut back my social media time. I'm not on the Instagrams and the Facebooks as much. And I deleted my X account, I deleted my TikTok, It's very refreshing. It's very freeing. How long are you guys on the socials every day?
I'm probably... I love TikTok. I do. I'm sorry. I like it. I think it's fun. I think the other stuff is kind of too doom and gloomy, but
yeah.
TikTok, for me, it's so easy to just swipe from one video to the next.
Well, and when I'm on there, I'm creating things. Like, I create more than I scroll because...
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed that that's what I do, but I'm definitely on it.
I scroll.
You know,
more than
they can
I
you can see how much you're on your social media.
Can you?
So
I know,
you
I was just like flipping through my phone here to see.
Over on the
most of my time is consumed by messages, it looks like.
Really?
You know why? The wife.
Oh yeah.
Ugh.
That'll do it.
Nagging at
That'll
me.
That'll do it. Yeah, I have looks like 1 hour and 8 minutes today on my phone.
Does it show how long you've been on Instagrams?
In between it'll say which one individually if you click
my messages
it,
on top. Messages and then ChatGPT are my two biggies right
yeah.
now.
Right now, yeah. I've been on the internet 15 minutes, Instagram 12 minutes, messages 5 minutes, Facebook 4 minutes, mm-hmm. Outlook, TMZ, Yahoo News, 3 and 4 minutes. But yeah, it'll get you.
I've only been on TikTok 48 seconds today.
Hey.
So
hey, you're working on improving yourself.
Look at
you.
Good job.
Check in at the end of the day.
Nope.
I want to see what it is after you've been on sitting on the toilet for 45 minutes, which is what you
do. Well, it'll be 45 minutes.
TikTok.
Simple math right there.
Actually, it'll be the entire time. Courtesy flush. Garth Brooks. Remember him? He's teasing something on his website. It popped up a little countdown clock, and it says the future is about to become history. It expires on the 7th at 7 a.m., and fans are like, is it a tour? Is it a new album? But most people are thinking that it's going to be another special edition box set from Mr. Garth Brooks. Do we need another CD box set? Who has a CD player anymore?
Especially from Garth Brooks.
My mom is
the
answer.
That's the last thing we need.
Oh, he's probably one of my top fives, though.
I just want his music on
I got
on
friends
Apple
in
music.
Low places.
I don't want a box set.
Huh.
I want to. You can't get his
you
music on Apple Music.
You're right. You can't.
No.
I hate Garth Brooks.
I know. I want Baton Rouge. Come on.
Oh, my God. It's so good. Baton Rouge into Neon Moon.
So
which I know is not Garth Brooks. Don't message me. Okay, and then Donkey is getting a spinoff from the beloved Shrek franchise set to hit theaters in 2028. So we're going to have to wait a minute. Shrek 5 is coming out in 2027. But anyway, Eddie Murphy is going to return to the voice of the fan favorite character in an origin story exploring how Donkey became Donkey.
Wait, don't we know that? Hold on.
I love it.
That happened in the first Shrek. He got the magical stuff poured on him.
What's the magical stuff?
It's the fairy dust that falls on him, and he goes, now I'm a flying talking donkey.
Yeah, you're right.
Really?
We already know how Donkey becomes Donkey.
Wait a second.
Hold on, let me...
But maybe it's the lead up to that, right? Maybe
he was born.
It's a little teeny tiny donkey.
Donkey's childhood. I'm here for it.
Donkey.
I want to see that.
I don't know. I haven't watched it because I'm a grown man. All right, what else you got, Katie?
Okay, so imagine you're driving down the side of the road. You look and you see Palisade peaches for sale. And immediately you're like, there's no way. They're not ready yet. No, they are. Palisade peaches are early, like really early. Even this farmer says so.
Oh, I've been early constantly.
Oh.
This is actually the earliest we've ever seen them as far as we can remember. Oh. The past few years, we've been getting them earlier than normal. But this year, we're about 3 to 4 weeks earlier. We've never picked them this early.
You think if his friends are making fun of him? Farmer arrived early.
Oh.
There's a pill for that, farmer.
Okay. Yeah, August is usually the start of peach season, but yeah, they're coming to us even earlier this year because of the warm winter that
month,
we had
that's crazy.
And everything else. Yeah, I mean, that is ridiculous. I mean, that's a whole cycle.
You know what's ridiculous?
Yes.
Listening to somebody eat a peach, eat a peach.
You don't like that?
Not well, listen to a peach. Eat a peach.
It's more like watching. There's not a whole lot of sound with it. It's more just the
what?
Sticky.
What planet are you from?
Yeah, I don't know.
When
I mean,
people eat peaches, they
soft.
Go.
It's a lot of slurping.
I guess.
It's so much slurping.
Oh, those are good peaches. That's how you know. When it's dripping down the side of your arm, that's how you know it's a good peach.
I know. It's gross.
Those good Palisade peaches.
Imagine standing in our office kitchen watching our engineer, Jason.
He's eating his fruit. I'm proud of him. I go up to him and tell him, you know how much fiber you're getting right now, Jason? Probably about 3 grams.
You're going to be so regular.
Exactly.
So regular.
But yeah, we do have peaches coming even earlier, which I'm all about. But they say because of that, expect the other fruit to come a little bit earlier too, like the fall fruit, the apples, the pears, things like that. Usually it's the, you know, September timeframe is when those come. We're going to see those as early as the beginning of August. So all of the fruit is about a month early for Colorado.
Hello, fruit.
And they're expecting the end of September for everything to be done.
Really?
So that, I know. Like,
I don't
so
like that.
Expect it to
These
end
timelines
quickly.
Are unheard of.
Also, so yeah, but if you see peaches on the side of the road, I am. Okay.
I don't like soup slurpers. And I'll be honest with you, my wife drinks coffee like that.
Yeah. Not a fan, huh?
Slap it out of her hand.
I'm surprised we're still together. You got one more quick one?
Yeah. Well, we've got the city of Denver because they've teamed up with Spot Hero to give you $5 parking downtown.
Who's Spot Hero?
It's this website that kind of this is what they do, right? They save people money on parking. And so it's this big promotion. They've teamed up with the city of Denver. So there's designated spots throughout the downtown area right now, about 3,000 spaces. So you have to download the app to get the deal. That is Spot Hero. And then they even have a special promo code for you to save even more money on top of that. So get to their website, spothero.com, to find
Are
out everything about it.
Are you getting a little kickback from Spot Hero?
No, I'm just telling you how to do it so you know. Oh. But the promotion runs through September. So, yeah, I just love it, though, because every time you go downtown, parking is the biggest headache. And I don't know about you, but when I go park, the entire time I'm downtown, I'm worried about my car. worried that they're going to tow it because I parked wrong. So the fact that $5 parking is an issue or is a thing now, I'm very, very excited. So, again, spothero.com. If you want $5 parking downtown, there you go. There's your Mile High Hype.
You know what I would do is I'd go pay that $5 and sit in my car and eat peaches.
Oh. Well, there's that too.
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
That is the question. Can you do it? And Kate made it through. Hi, Kate.
Hi.
I've been told off the air that you're very sweet. Is that true?
Oh, well, that's very nice. I don't know. I'm nervous.
Are you? You're freaking out right now, huh? You're sweet and nervous.
A little bit, yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, Kate.
Well, I am a stay-at-home mom. I just dropped my son off at camp, and now my daughter and I are going home to clean the house.
Oh, well, that sounds like an exciting day. Why don't you skip that and go to lunch and do something fun? Go to Waterworld.
Ooh, get Manny Petties.
Yeah, Manny Petties at Waterworld.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. What's for dinner tonight? What are you making?
Smudgy.
Yeah. What are you making for dinner?
Oh, I haven't gotten that far yet in my day plan. What should I make for dinner?
Sloppy Joes and tots.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Then I'll do that. Yeah,
all right. There you go. There. Don't have to worry about that.
Good idea.
Piece of cake. All right, sweet, nervous Kate. We are going to give you the same five questions. You and Katie, the same five questions. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie because she made up the rules. Katie, you want to say anything?
Yeah, you know what, Kate? You sound sweet, nervous, and you came to crush today. So just bring it, right? We're going to have fun.
I hope so.
You got this.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Hang on.
All right, get out of the studio. Get out of here. She goes into a little room where she can't hear anything, Kate. I come up with the questions so there's no cheating. And we'll find out if you are right or wrong once we get her back in here. And she is in the room, so let's get her done. You really are nervous, aren't you?
I am. Pressure's on.
All right, here's your first question. Who purchased Twitter in 2022 and renamed it X?
Elon Musk.
Your second question. Fire Marshal Bill is a character from what 90s TV show?
Oh, no. Fire Marshal Bill? Oh, 90s?
Mm-hmm. The 1900s.
Oh, how about Yogi Bear?
That's a good guess.
Where the hell did you pull Yogi Bear out of? What in the world?
I don't know. I got nothing on
that
one.
Okay. What fast food joint introduced the Double Down in 2010, which was a sandwich using two pieces of fried chicken as the bun?
KFC, I'm hoping.
All right, I'll put you down for that. What artist was known for painting happy little trees?
Oh, Bob Ross. The best.
The best. Legend. And finally, what Netflix series follows the life of a chess prodigy named Beth?
The Queen's Gambit.
All right, we'll bring Katie back in here. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome back.
Thanks.
What you drinking there? What's in that mug?
Oh, some hot tea.
That smelled so good. I just
peppermint.
Caught a
whiff. Oh, delicious. Yeah. Happy holidays.
Thank you.
All right. Are you ready to bring it?
Soothes my tummy.
Hold on, let me
I'm ready.
Let me add up with how many Kate got here. All right. Here we go. Who bought Twitter in 2022 and renamed it X?
Elon Musk.
Hey, Kate, you said that too.
Yay!
Hey. We are happy. Your second question. Fire Marshal Bill is a character from what 90s TV show?
In Living Color.
For some reason, Kate blurted out Yogi Bear.
Oh.
Yeah, that was Jim Carrey on In Living Color.
Say, howdy, kids.
Look it up later today, Kate. Get on YouTube and search Fire Marshal Bill.
I'll have to.
You'll have to. You'll literally laugh out loud.
He's funny.
It's really good. What fast food joint? Oh, why did I even put this one on here with you? What fast food joint introduced the Double Down in 2010, which was a sandwich using two pieces of fried chicken as the bun?
Yeah, it was. It was KFC. Oh my gosh, that was so good.
Kate, you said
so
KFC
good.
Too.
So good.
It was Kate FC. All right. What artist was known for painting happy little trees?
Like the fro guy.
The
what
fro
was his
guy.
Name?
Oh, come on.
Bob.
Yeah.
Bob Ross.
Yeah.
Bob.
Kate, you said the fro guy, too. Yay. We are having fun. Here's your fifth and final question. What Netflix series follows the life of a chess prodigy named Beth?
Oh.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh. It's a damn good show, I'll tell you that much.
Chess, like the what's that kid's name? Bobby Fischer? Like
no.
Jeez, I didn't. I guess
quick
that was my answer
there.
Then. Right?
Whoa, even that kid was screaming.
Wow.
At you. Kate, you said the Queen's Gambit, which was correct.
Right.
That show was really good. That was a great Netflix show. It is 4-4. Ties go to Katie.
I know I liked Kate though.
I did too. And Kate, I'm in a good mood today, and you have children. I did this to the person yesterday because she had a kiddo. I want you guys to go see the new Moana movie on us. So
yay.
I am gonna make you a winner anyway.
Cool. Yay, Kate!
Yay, Kate!
Thank you so much.
Really, all that for nothing, right, Kate? You could have just called in and I could have given you the prize. Was that who's
my
the
heart
kid
rate would have been normal.
Who's the kid in the background who keeps going, yeah?
Oh, that's my daughter Harper. She's 2.
Okay, perfect.
Hi, Harper.
Well, you go take Harper to the movies. She's going to be sure.
Right. Yeah.
Well, Kate, I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll come back and tell you how to get those movie passes. Thank you so much for calling in and having some fun with us.
Awesome. Thank you for letting me play.
Absolutely, Kate. Hang tight. There you
Bye,
go.
Kate.